The CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. The recent snowstorm brought needed moisture to help calm wildfires and kept Colorado's record drought from getting worse. But state climatologist Russ Schumacher says a single storm won't help much with conditions this bad.
Those sorts of precipitation amounts don't put that big of a dent into the big deficits we built up through the summer. We need a lot more storms like this to really get out of the drought situation.
The U.S. Drought Monitor shows more than 75% of Colorado is in extreme drought, with nearly 22% in exceptional drought, the most severe category. Election Day is still 5 days away, and more than half of Coloradans have voted already. In Garfield County on the western slope, elections official Gene Albarico says local turnout is following that trend.
You know, I don't know if we're at the point of record turnouts yet, because that'll be kind of known as we get closer to Election Day, but we are seeing people turning their ballots in much earlier than they have in past elections. And we certainly are seeing more people voting in person at the vote centers.
Garfield County has added 3 new drop boxes for this election. They span more than 50 miles from Carbondale to Parachute. Clear skies tonight across Colorado. We're looking at lows in the 30s along the Front Range and on the western slope, 20s in the mountains. Currently, 55 in Colorado Springs, 57 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.